Well, actually, Nigel, there's lots to talk to you about today, but if I can just first of all on the, on the performance, particularly the first half performance, if I may say, how pleased were you with that? How close is that to what you want to see week in, week out?
Well, listen, we've just gone and played Newcastle United, Premier League opposition. It's our first game at Bramall Lane this pre-season. We've still got a couple of weeks to go before the season kicks off. And I think the players were superb, I'll be honest with you. We had a good defensive shape about ourselves, respecting the opposition, but obviously we put ourselves in a position where we weren't going to allow Premier League outfit too many opportunities. And then when we had the ball, we were comfortable to go and pass it about. You know, obviously we've got to move, we've got to give ourselves a threat going forward. We could have scored several goals, let's face it. So for me, you know, goals win your games, defence wins your championships. So you're getting both together. Give yourselves an opportunity. So it was a lot for us to work on, but I thought the lads were, the application, the attitude has been spot on all the way through. And again, we're building, we're looking to the future, or looking forward to what we're doing. And today was another good progression for us.
Adams particularly caught the eye. Has there been a plan to try and develop him, even in the most basic sense from sat up there? He looks as though he's perhaps half a stone heavier. Has he tried to sort of fill out a little bit?
Half a stone heavy. I must say the lads' attitude, all of the players' attitude since we've joined has been absolutely spot on. Maybe some of the players, and again, it's about developing the youngsters. You talk about Shea there. He's very, very raw, but he's an exciting talent, isn't he? Just the same as Dominic Calvert-Lewin. What an exciting talent we got. Diego De Girolamo. You know, there's three youngsters in there, Lewis Reed's in there. Callum McFadden played fullback today ever so well. You know, we got Kieran Wallace came on at the centre-half position and he's played all their pre-season and he has looked outstanding. You know, so when you talk about Shea, he's a threat, he's a goal threat. His defensive awareness for where we're looking to go is non-existent at this moment in time. But wow, what an absolute threat going forward. Gets him on the ball, makes things happen. Is really exciting. And again, that's what we want. We want to be able to excite the crowd and we want to go and score goals. And importantly, we want to go and develop the players that we've got. It might not be for the here and the now, but we keep developing it. And as we keep progressing, we'd like to think we're developing our own players so they're used to it and they're there and they're ready.
Mark Howard hasn't played today. What's happened there?
His thigh. You know, very happy with George Long in goal. Mark dropped out, obviously, in the warm-up the other day. His thigh a little bit. He can dive around and make saves, but he can't kick the football. So there's no way to... We've got to get it right. It's a long, long season. Obviously, there's competition for places. George demonstrated again what a good goalkeeper he is. But first and foremost, I don't want anybody breaking down. It's like Jermaine Campbell-Rice. He's done a great pre-season. Didn't really want to go and play too much for him today because, again, one or two little niggles we don't want to break down. We've had too many players already since before we joined coming to the pre-season with niggles that really haven't cleared up from last season. Yeah. So, like Donny, it was great to get Donny a little bit on the field of play there. You know, he's missed a hell of a lot so far. So, it's really pleasing at this moment in time where we are.
If I may ask then, on the injury front then, Doan's obviously getting back into the swing of things. Ryan Flynn, where's he at in his rehab?
Yeah, he's still, he's doing a straight line running, he's working hard, he's still nowhere near joining in the group yet. So, you know, from that point of view, he's missed all the pre-season with us. It's like Martin Wolford, you know, he's played in the left-back position for us in the three games. You know, I haven't brought him in to play left-back. Obviously, Bob Harris is out and say Callum's done great in the left-back position here. So Martin's gone and played in a wider position. And again, finding the energy and the legs and that sort of things. He could have scored three or four goals, didn't he? Couldn't he, early on? And then obviously he's losing, he's just getting caught in possession a little bit. And that's the fatigue of where we are in pre-season and where he is in. Obviously, he never started with us. So we're mindful of everybody. You know, he's a great attitude. He's a great talent. And, you know, it's important we look after everybody and their progression.
So, Billy Sharp then, he's signed over the dotted line. How significant a transfer is that for this football club and hopefully the hopes for this season?
Well, listen, I've had Billy. This is the fourth time I've had Billy now. We've had two promotions together. Looking for the third one. In League One, I think he scored 30-odd goals and 24, 25 goals. So he knows what it takes in this division. Everyone needs goal scorers. You can't get enough. I thought Mark McNulty scored a great goal today. Oh, what about Kieran Freeman? Wow. But Billy's a goal scorer. You know, I've worked with him before. I know where we've got to get the ball to him. And he puts the ball in the back of the net. So that's an important thing. For us to go up, we need in excess of 86 goals. That's what we've got to look to do. You can't have enough strikers at your football club. But I'm also mindful that they've all got to play. So I'm conscious of that. And again, we talk about the younger players, the older players, the development pathway of them all. Mm. It's very, very important. But I'd rather have 2 minutes at this moment in time than not enough.
Because Connor Salmon was something out of the blue there, is perhaps a target man striker if we're pigeonholing people a little
Again,
bit.
Again, a total different attribute. That's what you need. We don't really want to have everybody exactly the same. I'd like to play three or four different formations. What we've got now from a forward-thinking point of view, we've got the armoury now, I believe, to actually give ourselves that flexibility to move things around, deal with the demands of League One, Saturday, Tuesday for 10 months. It's a grind. Mm. And as I said, you can't have enough goal scorers. And different attributes. See, Connor's come in with a physical presence, if you like, in there, a little bit different to where a Billy would be or a McNulty would be, or you know, a Dominic Calvin-Lewitt is going to develop into a great athlete, I think, and a great player. And Shay, so we're rattling all these names off. You know, we need to get the here now, and we need to get the future right as well, the development of it. So, you know, I'm pleased that we've got so many at this moment in time. But I'm also very conscious I've got to manage that and manage the size of the squad. So as and when that is right, then obviously we'll manage that. But this moment in time, the spirit is good amongst everybody. And the object is, number one, it's about getting Sheffield United promoted and doing that this season.
Two final points from me then. So in time, just to qualify that, some of the players will be leaving, even if it's only for a couple of months on loan then, some of the younger players.
I've got to be very conscious of everybody. You know, it might be better that they're actually staying here for their development. I believe I've got a fantastic coach in Dean Wilkins and Andy Crosby, and they will definitely help them improve from their development point of view. So it might be best they're actually staying here training instead of going somewhere else and playing. You know, so we're very mindful of that. We've got a great track record of doing it. I'd like to think we can continue that.
Final one then. It is an unforgiving wheel, isn't it? So two signings there, added to the ones you'd already got. Is there anything imminent in the pipeline? What's perhaps the next priority?
Well, again, I thought it was an excellent game for us today, which is important. We've got a good squad of players. I think when you actually look at today, we've got Collins and McEvely have done ever so well in all the games pre-season. Harrison's just feeling his thigh a bit. We still haven't had Terry Kennedy anywhere near on the training ground with us. So obviously from a centre opposition, I think everyone's well aware of that.
Because that's the thing, is that, yeah.
And who's to say that I haven't been trying to actively bring that in, but it's got to be the right people. And as I said, for me, McEvely and Collins, very experienced, and they've been outstanding. Since I've joined the football club, they've been bang on. But from a numbers point of view, defensively, again, you know, I say we've played for the last couple of games, Martin Wolf has had to fill in that left-back position because Bob Harris has had a groin situation, should I say, pelvic situation, carried on from last season. So I'm very mindful of it all. I'm sure all the supporters out there understand that as well. You know, I know what we've got to keep it out at one end and we've got to stick it in the other end. We've got to have a squad strong enough to do that. And the players, we've got to be robust enough to be able to say, right, I've got to go Saturday, Tuesday for 10 months. Because it is a grind and, you know, we've got one objective. And for me, so listen, there's no hiding away from that. I think everybody understands we need to get the right amount of bodies in the attack, in midfield, and at the back.